Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
If I get in good with these guys, I'll be in the popular crowd, and then you guys will be too.
Has it ever occurred to you that we don't want to be popular?
So you want to be stuck with the nerds and freaks for three more years?
We are nerds and freaks.
Stranger Things, the greatest show alive. Season 5, I thought in the meantime that it might be fun to read every comic and book in what I call the Stranger Danger Book Club. Stranger Danger Book Club.
Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back to the Stranger Danger Book Club. I'm coming to you live on location. Not really live on location. And if you are watching this on video, you may not even be able to tell that I'm outside, maybe by the lighting on my face, because the sunlight is shining directly into my moneymaker, and I can't really see the camera all that much, but that's okay. I'm not going to stop talking. I'm just going to go with it and hope for the best. I decided to try recording this outside with natural light and natural sound. There's no air conditioner next to me. The last time I tried this, I had an air conditioner running. That's not the case anymore. The last time you heard from me was we talked about the episode 5 titles. Very excited about those. But since then, a new book has come out. I traveled down to Florida, drove my mother-in-law down to Florida on Saturday and Sunday. We got there Monday. I read this book a little bit on Saturday. Once like I start reading in bed, it's like, oh, I'm sleepy now. Same thing on Sunday. And then, well, Sunday I also watched a couple episodes of The Penguin, so that got in the way. And then Monday, finally got there. I was pooped. I read a little bit more. But my goal was to have the book done by today. And then on Tuesday is really just downtime because I'm not traveling. I'm not driving. It is my reset, relaxed day. And I read 199 pages of The Dustin Experiment by J.L. D'Amato. I finished the book. I took no notes. And here I am a few days later, ready to talk to you about it because I had thoughts. And you know, what I like to do is when I do the comic books, I pretty much go, I bring you through the story frame by frame. We kind of retell the story. It's almost like it's story time with Mike. When I talk about the novels, I don't want to do that because I just want to give you my thoughts. They're usually shorter episodes. I want to give you what I thought about the book, and I want you to read these books. You know, go to your library, go to your bookstore, go to your ebook store, you know, order it, read it. I think they're worth it. I think they're fun ways to expand the universe, fun ways to spend time with our stranger friends. And just to, while we're waiting, you know, because we are waiting. And it just makes the world bigger, and they're enjoyable books. I haven't had a book where I really haven't enjoyed it. And the last time I read a Stranger Things novel, I was doing the same thing. I remember finishing this book either the day I was flying home or the day after I got home. Same exact trip, same exact mission, delivering my mother-in-law to Florida. It was the Eddie Munson book, and I liked it, but I didn't love it because Eddie had to do some crimes. But he's in this book, and you like him a lot more in this book because this is the Eddie you know. What is the book about? It's a Dustin focused book. So far we've had a book on Eleven's mother, we've had a book on Hopper. We've had a book on Robin, a book on Max, a book on Lucas, a book on Eddie, and a book now on Dustin. I think that's all the novels, I believe. I don't think I'm missing one. I would love to see a book on Mike. I don't think we'd ever get a book on, I don't know if we'd get a book on Eleven, because where, like, so much of the story is her story. So much of the main Stranger Things story is her story. Maybe a Will book or a Jonathan book or a Nancy book. I think all of those could be, you know, fun. Nancy doing some sort of reporting. That would be fun. But this was an enjoyable book. It takes place right before, like really right before the beginning of Stranger Things 4. We see Mike, and forgive me, I might go out of order. I'm just talking off the top of my head, but we see Mike and Dustin, the beginnings of joining Hellfire. We see Mike and Dustin and Lucas having issues with Lucas kind of siding and joining and kind of isolating himself from his friends and going with the basketball team. We see Lucas making the basketball team and the whole dealing with that. We have a little time with Susie and Dustin. We have time with Robin and Steve. Not really any Nancy. I feel like she was mentioned, but there wasn't much said. A little bit with Will and Eleven. There was just, there were letters written from Hawkins. There was a phone call. But we did get, as I said, Robin and Steve, Eddie Munson, a bunch of the Hellfire Clubs, a bunch of the Eddie and his band. There was all that, and a lot of Dustin and his mom. And we learned in this book, and again, this is from the story, and I don't think we've ever heard this before, that they say that Dustin, and I don't know if I want to give away too much. We learn more about Dustin's father. That's what I'll say. We learn more about Dustin's father. So I'm taking that as canon right now. I don't want to spoil things too much, because I want you to read this book. I will say that when I'm reading this book, what I got out of it is something that I felt in the past about Dustin. I love him, but he is a bit much, a bit abrasive. And I get that in this book too. You know, he doesn't have a father in Hawkins. There's a story behind that. It's in the book. But in Hawkins, it's just him and his mom. He's an only child. It's just the two of them. So he gets a lot of attention. And I wonder if that is why he sort of gravitates to these older brother type characters like Steve, like Eddie. We see a lot of Steve and Dustin in the show. In the show, in, you know, Stranger Things 4, we do see a connection, obviously, with Dustin and Eddie, but it's already there. We also see, you know, the big dramatic ending of, you know, when Eddie tragically dies, Dustin is with him. Dustin is holding him. You know, he's right there. So we see there's a connection. This book kind of starts that connection. So I really enjoy that. But I wonder if, you know, it's something to do with Dustin's upbringing, which is why he kind of gravitates towards these older kids, older guys to look up to. And thankfully, they're different, but they both look out for him and they're both good for him in their different ways. What I continue to kind of side with, and I don't want to side between my friends, I don't want to get between our friends, but I have to say, maybe Lucas could have done a couple little things different as far as sticking up for his friends or acknowledging his friends. But at the same time, I don't like that the way that Mike and Dustin treated Lucas. And I know that Hellfire is a big deal for them. But to me, maybe it's just because the way that I, you know, look at the world, I grew up, like, you're on an organized team, not a club that, you know, your friends are doing, but an organized team that organizes in with other schools. It is a league. It is, you know, this is a big deal. Even though it's not important to you, it's a big deal to him. I feel like they downplay his want and desire to play basketball because they don't understand it. They don't like it. And they don't like that it's taking him away from them. But I side more with Lucas. Like, I think it was, I still disagree with them skipping out on the basketball game to play Hellfire. I just do. Yes, it gave Erica a great moment to be heroic. Yes, it gave us a great montage with Detroit Rock City. You know, and you can't go wrong with that. But I always felt bad for Lucas for looking over and not seeing his friends. And then seeing all his friends coming out of Hellfire smiling and laughing and having a jovial time while he goes off with these basketball guys that he doesn't quite fully connect with, but he wants to connect with, and he likes, you know, seeing guys that are more like him and feeling like something he could, that is solely his, that he belongs to. And it comes up in this book, and I like all that. But Dustin can be harsh when he talks to people in the TV show. You know, that I'm smarter than you, and what I'm smarter than you. And it comes off in this book too. I think the author J.L. D'Amato, hopefully I'm getting that right, does a nice job of everyone's voices. Like, and that happens a lot in these books. Like, you see these shows so much that I can hear the actor, the character's voices in each of the dialogue, and it feels authentic to me. So I really enjoyed that as well. Just to give you an idea of what the story is, the Dustin experiment. Dustin doesn't like the way the party is going. Elle and Will are off in California. Max has been distant. Lucas is spending all this time with the basketball team. Him and Mike are together, but Mike sometimes is really preoccupied with 11 as well. And he's like, well, at least we have the big science. We should do the big science fair. Nobody wants to do it but him. So, you know, he talks to Eddie, he talks to Steve and Rob, and they're like, just do it yourself. You know, people change. It's okay. But just do it yourself. And he decides, I am going to do it myself. And he goes on a little adventure. He creates this invention with the help of, you know, working with Eddie and the musicians in the Hellfire Club. And they go to this science fair in Indianapolis. But, you know, are his friends going to come? Are they not going to come? Are they at least going to support him? You know, are they growing apart? Are they growing closer? All these things. And while he's at the, you know, it's pretty much like low stakes, you know, kid friendship drama. Really, there's no gates. There's no evil. There's nothing there. And there, it's in a downtime in Hawkins. It's very relaxing. It's probably the most peaceful time they have for the next, you know, whatever. because things are about to get a little cuckoo. So when he goes to the science fair, though, there is a fun little adventure that happens there, a little mystery that he takes. He meets a couple new kids, and he goes on this little adventure, and he has some fun with that. So that's enjoyable. So he does, really, the Dustin experiment is going off to do his own thing. And there's opportunities for him. Do I leave Hawkins and take this opportunity? Now, obviously, we know the answer, but we get to see, you know, because he's in Stranger Things 4, but we get to see kind of this moment in his life where it's like, what do I do? What do I value? What do I want to, prioritize going forward? Do I love science? Is science fun? Or do I want to do better at it to a point where I'm like, you know, this kid at this private school who was very stressed out? Or do I want to, enjoy my life here and love science and have fun with science? And, you know, what choices do I make? We see him bond more with Eddie. We see really him, Mike, and Lucas kind of have a sit-down intervention that Robin leads, where they try to talk about their feelings and say, this is what I'm afraid of. All that stuff is fun because it doesn't disconnect anything we get to. Everything that they work towards in this book leads us to the beginning of Stranger Things 4, where, you know, Lucas is in Hellfire, but there's a big basketball game, and I can't change the basketball game, and now we have to deal with that. So what we see at the beginning of Stranger Things 4 kind of gets worked on and worked through and set up in this book. We do spend some time with Max, and Dustin realizes, you know, he does realize, I've been a jerk too. I didn't know that Max and Lucas even broke up. They didn't even tell me, and I didn't even notice, and I didn't even ask. And he talks to Max, and he sees Max where she lives now, and he's like, what happened here? You know, he doesn't have the best bedside manner, but he opens his eyes a little bit to that. But we do see the kid who is afraid that everyone's kind of moving on and leaving him behind. We do see some people being like, I can't be there for you. I can't be there for you. I'm sorry, I can't be there for you. But you know, it was there from Eddie Munson. So you see the connection with that. And Eddie is there for him as a friend, and also, shows him some cool music. I am all for showing Eddie or showing anybody cool music. I think they talk about Metallica. They talk about Ozzy. I don't remember if they talked about Iron Maiden, but was that like a little over a week ago? I saw them and I bought this hat in concert. Am I wearing the Iron Maiden hat? Yes, I am. So all in all, this was a very enjoyable book, a fun read. Like, it got to the point where I couldn't do much of anything. I think I've told you I had surgery. I had my gallbladder removed, so I couldn't swim. I was like, you know, still glued together a little bit. I'm like, I feel, you know, perfect. I feel great. I feel as handsome as ever, but I couldn't swim. So I just read. I was like, I'm just going to sit here. And my mother-in-law was like, don't lift. And I was like, okay, yeah, I really shouldn't lift. I won't help you as much. I'll just sit here with a Coca-Cola Zero and cherry, Coca-Cola Zero cherry, the drink of choice, and read. And then I was like, well, let me read one more chapter. Let me read three more chapters. Oh, this one's only 5 minutes. It says, let me keep going. And I just kept reading and reading and reading until I was done. Oh my goodness, a blue jay just landed out of a tree, is walking around. Well, I guess it's just getting some food. Just don't come near me, buddy, because we're recording. Okay. Oh my goodness, it's two blue jays. I'm distracted by two blue jays. I hope they're friends, because I don't want to. They're just kind of. The hell's that? Is that a third blue jay? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to talk about Stranger Things, The Dustin Experiment, a novel in the Stranger Things world. But I'm getting distracted by the fact that I've just seen three. Dear God. Three or maybe four blue jays. This is happening now. I can't really help you here because I can't turn the camera around. I have a green screen behind me, so really it kind of just looks like I'm talking with whatever I put in the image behind me, probably the book cover. And I'm just very distracted by these four birds. Three or four birds. I don't know. Okay, get it back together, Mike. Get it together. So that is really it, you know, as far as the book is concerned. I think it's worth a read, and I think I'm glad. I hope I didn't give too much away. It is a, you know, I say it's a quick read for me. I mean, I'm, you know, an adult, and this is a young adult book, but that's my speed. That's my speed, baby. I love these books. I enjoyed it. I think I liked it more than the Eddie book, and I liked that there was a little mystery they added to it. Low-stakes mystery, fun mystery at the science fair. All in all, I can't say anything really bad about this book. Thumbs up, enjoyable read. And again, I think you should read all these books. I think they're worth it. But you don't have to read all of them to, you know, there's not like they're really that connected. But what I do like is that in this book, there were references to Eddie's book a little bit, just a little bit with the band and musician. There was references to Lucas, you know, Lucas on the line with his, with the basketball team, you know, all that. That was fun, and dealing with Max. So there, I do like that, because they're all part of the same world. They're not independent of each other. These aren't like little what if, what else, you know, else world books. I thought a bird was coming to me now. That, you know, you can read a comic book over here and a comic book over there, and there's no connection. I feel like these novels, especially the ones based solely on you know, one individual, Robin, Max, Lucas, Eddie, and now Dustin, I feel like they're all, you know, they can cross-reference each other, but they don't often do that. But this time, I think that they did. And I think they were just slightly referenced. I said, hey, that was in, I think that's talking about this book. So I like that as well. And look, if they're going to keep writing Stranger Things books, I'm going to keep reading them. And if I'm going to keep reading Stranger Things book, I'm going to keep talking about them to you, the Stranger Friends.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Going wrong for me. So, I think that's it for this episode of the book club. So, what comes next for Stranger Danger? Oh, I got my shirt on. I did wear my shirt today. Well, there's still book club episodes that I want to do. Obviously, there's still comic books that I need to catch up on. There's a tale from Hawkins. There's a couple Ninja Turtle books. There's comic books. There's another like 4-part series that I want to read. So there's going to be plenty of book club books episodes coming to you soon, the Stranger Friends. But of course, I got to get back on Stranger Things Forever. I said Stranger Things Forever because it's taking me forever. Maybe that's why I called it. It's taking me forever to finally get back to you guys and give you a new episode. But I haven't forgotten. I know it's been 2 months. But at least I'm here now. Proof that I am alive. And that I'm still loving Stranger Things. And that the show is still moving on. So I post a lot of these as videos now. This one's going to go up as a video. Specifically, it's going to go on Spotify. So if you're on Spotify, you can see the video. If you're on YouTube, you can see it as a video. But other than that, you can always just listen to the audio as well. And also, do you know on Spotify, you can leave comments on episodes? You can leave a comment on this episode. I'd love to hear your comments on this episode. Maybe you read the book. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the Dustin experiment. But, you know, if you do leave a comment, not specifically about this episode, I'm going to read it. And more often than not, I'm going to talk about it on the show. So just a couple days ago, I got a comment from someone named Olivia Graves. Hello, Olivia. Thank you for your comment. It says, I used to listen to you. Wait, I used to listen to you? You don't listen anymore? No, I'm just kidding. It says, I used to listen to you all the time on my Alexa 2 years ago. Time flies by so fast. I can't believe it's been 3 years. Wait, 2 years ago you listened. It's been 3 years. We've lost a year. Or, Olivia, are you a tech though? And if so, look me up. How am I doing? Still doing the show? Cool. So it says, it's been 3 years. Keep up the good work. Jesus loves you. Hell yeah, Jesus. Ooh, maybe I shouldn't say hell yeah. I don't know if that was inappropriate or not. But thank you so much, Olivia. I appreciate the comment. And, you know, anyone else, you want to leave comments, you can leave a voicemail over at StrangerDangerPodcast.com. In Spotify, you can leave comments. I wonder if I could add a link into every episode that links back to the Spotify where you can leave more comments. That might get people, but I don't know how many people actually go to fansnotexperts.com or strangerthingspodcast.com. I feel like once you're subscribed to the podcast, that's all I ask of you. You don't have to check the website out for every episode. As long as you're subscribed, you're going to get every episode automatically delivered to you, the Stranger Friends. So listen, that's it. I am done. Thank you, Olivia, for your comment. And thank you, everybody, for watching, for listening, and for subscribing. You can find me on Blue Sky. Yes, I said Blue Sky first. On Blue Sky, on Threads, on Instagram, on Twitter, and on Mastodon. But I don't really use Mastodon at all. And I barely use Threads, but I do use it at Geek Mentality. You can follow the show on Twitter at StrangerDPod, on Instagram at StrangerDangerPod. I don't do enough there, clearly. I might make a Blue Sky for that, too. I've been enjoying Blue Sky for the last few months, and I thought, well, maybe I could add, people are moving over there a lot, maybe I could add a Stranger Danger to it. I don't know. I haven't added any additional accounts there. It's just me right now. But anything you want to find about the show, anything at all, all roads lead back to StrangerDangerPodcast.com. That's the most important link, because if you go there, you can find all the socials, you can find all the episodes, see all the videos, fun, or go to Fans Not Experts on YouTube. That, of course, has not only every Stranger Danger, has everything else I do. I did a video for every episode of The Penguin. I do videos on football, my favorite football team, the Patriots. Then there's just audio podcasts, a movie podcast I do with my friends. Even the last Stranger Danger was just an audio podcast. So there's tons and tons of stuff there as well if you ever want to hear this voice talking over and over. Also at the YouTube channel coming in December 1st, you'll be seeing 25 videos in 25 days, audio versions of me talking about Christmas sitcoms. It's my fourth annual sitcom, All Ye Faithful, a little Christmas podcast that I do every year. Most of them I do myself, but then I have my friends, Jay and Eric and Chris. They come on every year to talk about a show or two. So that's it. I am done. Thank you so much, Stranger Friends. I am ready to, I mean, can 2025 get here fast enough? And again, I want a trailer on Christmas Day on the Netflix NFL games. I want it. I need it. Please, Duffer Brothers, I know you're watching. Wait, I mean, I know you're not watching, but if someone who is watching knows them, tell them. Christmas Day, Netflix, NFL, that's where you got to slide that trailer and blow our minds, and then boom, I'm going to be like, Christmas is canceled, I got to go record a new episode. That would be, actually, my niece would probably say, let's go record one together, we got to talk about this. But that's it. I'm done. So thank you so much for listening, friends. Thank you so much for subscribing. Stay Stranger, my friends. And remember, reading is fundamental. And you can't spell fundamental without F-U-N.
Butterfly in the sky. I can go twice as high. Take a look. It's in a book. A reading rainbow. It's in a
a reading rainbow.
Fans, not experts.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.